Christ, spies everywhere, eh? He looked around the huge room and his gaze came to rest on a very large vase. He sauntered over to it and raised the lid.
You okay in there?
Yes, said a voice from the depths of the vase.
Got everything you want? Spare notebook? Potty?
Yes.
Would you like, oh, let's say about 60 gallons of boiling water?
No.
Would you rather die than betray Lord Hong?
Can I have a moment to think about it, please?
No problem. It takes a long time to heat the water in any case. As you were, then.
He replaced the lid.
One big mother, he said. That's one big river, Genghis, said Mr. Savaloy.
The guard rumbled into life.
Just you watch this vase, and if it moves again, you do to it what I once did to the green necromancer of the night, all right?
Don't know what it was you did, Lord, said the soldier.
Cohen told him. One big river beamed. From inside the jar came the noise of someone trying not to be sick. Cohen strolled back to the throne.
So, tell me a bit more about Lord Hong, then, he said.
He's the Grand Vizier, said the Chamberlain.
Cohen and Rincewind looked at one another. That's right. And everyone knows, said Rincewind, that Grand Viziers are always...
Complete and utter bastards, said Cohen. Don't know why. Give them a turban with a point in the middle, and their moral what's name just gets eaten away. I always kill them as soon as I meet them. Saves time later on.
I thought there was something fishy about him as soon as I saw him, said Rincewind. Look, Cohen...
That's Emperor Cohen to you, said Truckle. I've never trusted wizards, mister. Never trusted any man in a dress.
Rincewind's all right, said Cohen.
Thank you, said Rincewind.
But a bloody useless wizard.
I just happened to risk my neck to save you. Thank you so very much, said Rincewind. Look, some friends of mine are in the prison block. Could you...
Emperor?
Well, sort of, said Cohen.
Temporary, said Truckle.
Technically, said Mr. Savaloy.
Does that mean you can get my friends somewhere safe? I think Lord Hong has murdered the old Emperor and wants them to take the blame. I'm just hoping he won't believe they'll be hiding in the cells.
Why in the cells? Said Cohen.
Because if I had the chance to get away from Lord Hong's cells, I would, said Rincewind fervently. No one in their right minds would go back inside if they thought they had a chance to get away.
Okay, said Cohen. Boy Willie, one big mother, go and round up some of your mates and bring those people here.
Here, said Rincewind, I wanted them to be somewhere safe.
Well, we're here, said Cohen. We can protect them.
Who's going to protect you?
Cohen ignored this. Lord Chamberlain, he said, I don't expect Lord Hong will be around, but in the court was a guy with a nose like a badger, a fat bugger he was, with a pink hat, and a skinny woman with a face like a hat full of pins.
That would be Lord Nine Mountains and Lady Two Streams,
said the Lord Chamberlain.
You are not angry with me, O Lord?
God bless you, no, said Cohen. In fact, mister, I'm so impressed I'm going to give you extra responsibilities.
Lord?
Food taster, for a start. And now go and fetch them other two. I don't like the look of them at all.
Nine Mountains and Two Streams were ushered in a few moments later.
The merest glance from Cohen to the untouched food would have passed entirely unnoticed by those who weren't watching for it.
Cohen nodded cheerfully at them.
Eat it, he said.
My lord, I had a large breakfast. I am entirely full, said Nine Mountains.
That's a pity, said Cohen. One big mother, before you go off, just see Mr. Nine Mountains over there and make some room in him so he can have another breakfast. The same goes for the lady, too, if I don't hear chomping in the next 5 seconds. A good mouthful of everything, understand? With lots of sauce.
One big river drew his sword. The two nobles stared fixedly at the glistening mounds.
Looks good to me, said Cohen, conversationally.
The way you're looking at it, anyone would think there was something wrong with it.
Nine Mountains gingerly put a piece of pork into his mouth.
Extremely good,
he said indistinctly.
Now, swallow, said Cohen.
The Mandarin gulped.
Marvellous, he said. And now, if your excellency will excuse me,